Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it now. I am back. This is Kenny Jones, host of Black Other America. I know you say, where have you been, my brother? Well, back in April, May of this year, I was diagnosed with throat cancer. So I had to go for medical treatment. And then in the beginning of treatment, I was able to still do the shows. But after the chemo and the radiation just took a toll on me, and like the last show I tried was Miss Ann, who does she come on the second Tuesday of each month and she discusses healthy relationships. I fell asleep 20 minutes before the show began. I said, "Look, that's it." So my last treatment was in July. And I'm starting to get back to myself. So in September, I'm here, I'm back, and I'm back with revenge. And you know what? I see a lot of stuff going on. But I ain't going to start preaching. I am not going to start preaching. Let me tell you, website is up. We just wait for Carlton to pick the package for the domain. The website is done. He just got to pick the package. And now I go come to you for sponsorship. You have a website to go to, and we have to monetize this thing. It costs money to do what we do. And but especially, I want to thank Carlton Shaka, Jermaine Harris, man. You know, they held it down. Like, Harris didn't know, but Carlton did. I've been knowing Carlton for 25 years. You know, I don't know a bitch Shaka for like, 10 months, you know, so I'm going to tell my man what's going on, you know, so, yes, it was an experience, but enough of that. So let me tell you what's going to go on. First Tuesday each month, I'm going to have a guest on, or I'm going to do solo. The second Tuesday each month, I'm going to have Miss Ann Dillard, who does half a healthy relationship. The third Tuesday of each month, we're going to have T. Nathan, my political consultant. You know, he's going to come back. He gave me thumbs up. He knew what was going on. I told Miss Ann at the end, you know, what was going on with me. And Mr. Donald Scoggins, who's running for office in Virginia, chairman of Prince County. He's running for chairman of Prince County, Virginia. And he come on the fourth Tuesday of each month. And all these shows starts at 8 o'clock p.m. Same time, same channel. And as always, when I do the shows, I'll go send them shows to the groups and to people that are my social contacts or friends and stuff like that, and y'all can listen to the shows. This is We Talk Productions. We Talk Productions have three shows. Provocative Thought, that come on every Saturday at 8 p.m. Came on this past Saturday. I'm going to send y'all a copy of that. On Tuesday, Black Urban America, that's me. But I have co-hosts. And then on Wednesday, we had Shaka Zulu, Jermaine Harris. He has a two-hour show. Sometimes come on 8, sometimes come on 9. His show goes sometimes to midnight. You know, he comes on Wednesdays. You know, for now, those are the shows. And another month. By October, I will be reaching out to different black businesses, entrepreneurs, self-employed people for for you can advertise with two you can either sponsor, be our sponsor, or you can advertise with us. And it will have a cost. And I think we have been consistent and we have been honorable, we have been diligent, and we to deliver a product to you. Yeah, sometimes Shaka might be a little controversial. He like controversy. You know, Clark is more of the professor.
Hold it now!
Provide information. Like, for example, Mr. Skies, I consider him my business manager. You know,
he's a Republican, black Republican.
I work with anybody that has the same goals that I do, and that is the betterment of the black man. And when I say black man, I'm talking about the race. And see, we have a problem with that here. Here I go, here again, the preacher. We have a problem with this. Just because you're public, I'm not going to work with you. Because you're Democrat, I'm not going to work with you. Because you're Christian, I'm not going to. Because you're Muslim, I'm not going to. Because you're Hebrew, I'm not going to. Because you're culture, I'm not going to work with you. Because whoever you are, I'm not going to work with you. Nah, man, we got to get out of that. Or because you belong to the NAACP, I'm not going to work with you. We have to stop thinking like that. That's how white folks think. Oh, let's stay with our group. No, man, we can't afford to do that. We may have different views on strategies, but we have the same goal. And that is to better our people. And I've been thinking about this quite, I didn't even see the summer because I was in treatment. A lot of our black neighborhoods are gone. A lot of our people, you know, I thought a lot of our people don't want to live around our people unless they're a certain income level. A lot of our people want to move to what they call diverse communities. I'm not going to get into that too deep. But I want to address that. By doing that, you are tearing down emotionally black neighborhoods. That's why justification is so easy. Black folks are well, they were black. Hey, I understand the school system. I understand that we got some black folks that really do harm to our neighborhoods. And you don't want your children exposed to that. The drug dealing and all that. I understand that. But you've been there, you and your family have been there for 40 years, and you're going to get all that. That's your community. That's your community to improve the education system. That's your community to get them drugs out of your community. That's your community to change the thinking process. Because let me tell you something. We got some young folks that are about to be parents or their parents. They need a lot of encouragement, enrichment, and uplifting. So think twice if you want to run off to white people's neighborhoods. I should say that. You want to run off to diverse neighborhoods. Okay,